floor.
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of the Roma Women Fund Chiriclí, I would like to draw the attention to the social situation of Roma in Ukraine in the time of war. There were about 400,000 of Roma who were living in Ukraine before the start of the war. The data collected by the Roma NGOs suggests that around 100,000 Roma became displaced as a result of the war. Chiriclí monitors the situation of displaced Roma in Ukraine. Our latest report as of August 2023 was conducted in four regions of Ukraine: Transcarpathia, Odessa, Zaporizhia, and Dnipro. The report suggests that 93% of the respondents face problems or are not able to receive temporary accommodation, and Roma IDPs can only effectively live in areas where they receive support from other Roma. In these target regions, Chiriclí observed that Roma IDPs in Ukraine continue to experience problems in accessing state shelters or state centers for temporary accommodation. In Odessa region, for example, numerous Roma IDPs can only stay in local Roma communities where families face problems with electricity, water, and heating in cold seasons. Chiriclí recommends to government of Ukraine, as well as relevant UN agencies, to address the needs of the Roma IDPs as one of the most vulnerable groups in the Ukrainian society by providing emergency assistance and protection in accessing state shelter or centers for temporary accommodation and support with the registration of the personal IDs. Besides, Chiriclí recommends to the government to provide Roma children access to secondary schools or access to online classes. Thank you.